Rav is going and is explaining how the different inyanim are shayach to the midah pratis of the person. Rav Yossi says the Shachin Toif. Hine, in yechav alev lahov v'zlein l'shmaya, teda v'tovin, tizvarina shemanu apirin shabor she'in tzafik way. V'zeh, kishekashim shamar Rav Yishua chavatoi b'nei shoyim alotzei, שמת בקויח, אשו חבל לקויח הנפש שוהי הטויף, כמו של מספר למעלה. נוסק ישוע said חבל טויף, because of the מעלה that he had, like he said before, the קויח של מסחבר, קויח הנפש. הנה רבי יוסי עשר, הוי המלוס ושבוח הוי שנוס רבי חזק שוהי חוסית, הוא פירש על המעלה, that what's the מעלה of the חוסית, מצד הנויסי, שנמצא בוי הקויח, אשר שוכן לקויח השכלי שהוא טועיף, שלקח נקרא חוסית. So he said over there that he has something that is even, it's a more refined type of חיימה because it carries the קויח השכלי. לקח עם השוכן טועיף. והובן ההפש יש בין החבר בין השוכן. כי החבר מסחבר לגמרי לחבר ולא יפורד ממנו. הוא אימא לגמרי. So the difference between a chava toiv and a shochem toiv is that a chava toiv becomes one with the chava, and a shochem toiv doesn't become one with him. There are certain types of mitzvahs where a person, let's explain it in its thought. He said before there's a koyach hanafshi, which we said is like the emotions, etc., etc. And then there's a koyach hasichli, which is the seichelik part of the person. Each one has a nosei that carries it in the person. Now, for instance, the koyach hanafshi you find is the koyach nafshi of the person is more, lower darga, so the guf becomes mikusha with it. For instance, when a person is very, very, when a person gets emotional, he turns red, he perspires, his heart beats quickly. There are all clear simonim in the guf of a reaction. A person who gets scared turns white, and his hair turns white, and the hulu. Stress is very much beyond the person. All of those inyanim are very, very much beyond the person in terms of the emotional chelik of the person, and even though it's not physical, but it's mechuba to the guf in a way that it's possible to have a double shpra. Being that it's of a darga that's close, it's possible for it to be mischaber and become one. Meidach gisa, seichel, if a person sits and thinks, even if he's thinking very, very hard, it doesn't really affect the goof in any way. It could affect maybe the muscles in the brow if he's following in thought. But in the brain itself, there's no activity really and nothing that we can be mechaber it to the person's real mitzvahs. Sometimes if a person thinks about something, if it's an emotional topic, then it'll become emotional and it'll be mashpia. But thought and so on is not really something that has a hashpah on the person. And therefore, because seichel is so ruchni and so much higher than the guf that's noisy, it doesn't even become mechuba to it. It's because it's kind of too high to become mechuba to anything. There is a maila if somebody is close, if two people are close in ruchnius, and being mischabit the other person gives you a direct hashbar, because you're still within the range of what Chazal call a chava talmud. So that relationship, it's possible to have chaveiros and become mushta. In the relationship of shechinus, so Lamosh, let's say I'm in the presence of the Vilna Gaon. My only tachlis is to serve him and make sure that every single chelik of his physical well-being is taken care of. I don't begin to have a shechinus to stay there. That darga is called shochen taif. There's a kesha, but it never becomes one unit. Chava toiv implies a chibur. Shochen means we're contiguous, but it never becomes essentially connected because they can't become essentially connected. In obviously, in some ways, there's a maila in the first type of chibur, but it says a lot about the second chibur that I can dedicate my metzias to being a noisei for something that the emes I have no shaykhus to, except the understanding that it's very chashiv and beyond me, and I have to show the tzu and give it what it needs. So shcheinus is that type of metzias where there is a definite one supports the other, but it never becomes memuzik and mechuba. The Dover said the Atzmai. If you want to, it's not even so far away from the Pashat Pshat, but an extraordinary dogma of it. There's a parsha in the Torah. There's a chelik of halacha called Hilchos Shcheinim, and Hilchos Shcheinim starts with Shutfen Shecholku. And in other words, when you go Shutfen together, have a chatzah, that's a mizug of what he calls a chava relationship. Now there's a chibur between the two people involved in chatzah. When they decide to split, they don't stop a relationship, it takes on a form of shchenis. So that when I remove the chibur, that relationship is shchenis. So we have two things next to each other, two things touching each other. If there's a kesha and the iruv, it's chaveiros, that's shutfin. It's the two become one together, one bilateral thing. When that splits, that's called shchenis. So the relationship to that is shchenis. And so shchenis means, in a certain sense, it's a maila. I allow my shochen to do his thing. In the Hilchos Shcheinim that we have in Halacha, the Rambam, it means that I, mitzidi, make possible that you can do what you need to do. I don't put any water into a place by me that will ruin the field. I don't put any lye. I don't put any this. You know, it's all about how I make you realize your mitzvahs appropriately and not damage it. But those are about the efeshish bin asher mischabel kerech nafshi mischabel kerech sichli. Ka mischabel kerech nafshi, yesh to chibu viriv gimoy. That chelik that's mischabel is shayach to have the chibu. Al asher mischabel kerech sichli, ein loyev imoy. Like yesh to imoy hakesha mitzias bovat. There's a kesha there, but not an iruv, but not a chibu. He doesn't have any chibur with the nose. It's together with him. In other words, the kesha mitzvah that is together with him. But there is no connection, there's no inherent array between the two. The platform for seichel has no ear. The nikra shachem toiv. Tashachem action to the rosh imoy vetzli. The ein loy ear imoy rak chibur shichni huloy. Vadava zeh. Nimta b'mekayim shesh nisku elu dvarim. this inyan of seichel being completely nivdal and not having any real keshes, he spoke many times, it were the spire of a perigurishan gamke. So l'maisa, the so he's saying over the mile of shachan tov is the hachana for the higher dagger, for the sixth dagger, because there's not going to there's not going to be any type of eruv whatsoever to these koiches. Hine tovenech eilat from the sedar. Kasteichu nivgam men anoisei. Nekoach hanafshi nivchol kach ish the chibal anoisei. So nekoach hanafshi there's some sort of chibal to the noisei. So let's say, if I have a shaykhis with somebody who's choshev, but he's within my league, so the kesher, the chaveris will give us a kesher pneumius, we'll learn a little bit together, we'll talk and learning, and so on. V'akorech ha-shoshosh menem ispashtim v'akorech v'chal. Shein el akorech v'cholok an shilodim v'korech ha-shavim v'chalkim. Rak mispashtim v'korech echot v'ineim chamisha.
Possible.
אשר חוסר ומופלט בתויך. אמא שהדר של הגבוהר המשוך עם תויך, אשר ידי זוי סעמידה ומופלט בתויך. וכאשר טובים דברים אלו שמענו לא יכול סופי בפרש של דר של פרח המקום הזה, כדבורם ברור מועית בחוכמה, מסופי רק מי שלא יובן דבר חוכמה. I don't know what is being Rama's to. It's not the Pnim of the Midas. But is the Pnim and Reis there also types of Midas that are supportive Midas, the types of Midas that act together? I'm not sure if he's referring to those Midas, like Netzach and Hoyt, that are kind of holding up something above them. In other words, the Midas sit in a certain way. The top three midas sit on something, and all kesset sit on three midas, and the three midas sit on the six midas sit on Mars. I'm not sure what aspect he means for what he's talking about exactly. Ba'is of Epshimin, Horeus had Nailat. Hine Gamkin, Edis Borish, Ein Sophic Balapesh Niska. Kamina Teresh Zohu, Yuitzim, and Amaila Meshubachas, Ashim Tetzlai. This midas Teva of Horeus and Nailat also comes out of. Of Mida Teva that he has. Is there? Kizach Lamala Shimon ben Sana Yerichet. Upirashnu. Kiyas Chet who co oiches the Seichel Dak Bezach. Va Ojis be your Schet Yisa. The Hefech the Oiches Shubur every year Schet Lagabri. Rabbi Yisna was like a Shibir Sashim ben Sana Bemal Shes Achet. Moire al shehoyo boi aseichu hazdach vadak shemri yasolkim. Umizeh mitzchaye boroi et anelad. Shehoyo et anelad rak mish yish boi aseichu zach vadak, moshe spait vizuchov moroi et anelad. Let's explain it. The, Chazal call a smart person a pikeach. Chazal, the word pikeach is seeing person, somebody who can see. The word pikeach is a chacham. The word pikeach, in terms of anyone who's not a shaita or whatever it is, pikeach is the opposite. So, what is the in? What is the meat of pikchus? In some way, I mean, when we're talking about a person, it's a question of how much brains he has, how much brain power. One person is very brilliant businessman, so he's a big pikach. Another person is not, so he's not a pikach. But, I mean, these are not, with all these terms, I'll say pikchim and shaitim, we're not talking about dry mechanical things. Because Chazal is describing abilities that are the etzim, just the mitzias. How many numbers can I add quickly? How, what kind of shrewd business tax we come up with? What is the concept of pikeach versus the shait to come up in you know, it's how does Chazal the heart? The answer is, I mean, you have a lesson. The koyach she pikeach hayav maror l'shtase shel shelas v'disro and so on and so forth. A person looks ahead, and that's where he goes. That's where he walks. He can see the road ahead, or he can see the dimion that is being projected. For instance, somebody is dating somebody. So a piker means he sees what the girl's metzias is. She's a good person, a bad person, a smart person, stupid person, whatever it is. The shaita sees what his fantasy wants him to see. So she's particularly attractive, he'll see that. If she's wealthy, if she's well-connected, whatever it is, he will not see the metzias, but he's going to see the pseudo-metzias. Any time, every person's the hair of the metzias around him goes through a certain his own Metzius. If his Metzius is very physical and very coarse, then he's going to look at things, the Metzius, the way it is now. For instance, a person has a health problem, but in front of him he sees a beer and a steak, so he'll get to work on it. It's going to drag you down health-wise. But that requires an edel cook. That requires that his stock or something should be sichlius. If his stockless is through physical eyes, he's just going to see the Geshem Shabbai, which is attractive. Reyot and Neulat is because a person is not, he sees clearly because he doesn't see what is dim yet. Personal muscle, you come to a person and you offer him a business deal. Now, if the person's job was a consultant for another firm, he would sit down with his computer and he would check it out and he would say, you know what? He has a chance if I make a lot of money, but this is a risk, and this is a risk, and this is a risk. Staged. If it's himself. So what does he see? He sees millions and millions and millions of dollars in front of him. That effectively blocks out anything else. He doesn't see anything after that. He just sees his millions. I was in America, there's a phenomenal mumchim on this Olam HaDimyon. And I remember when I moved back here, so I started getting tons of mail, junk mail, and one Kavurika company did, they would have sweepstakes, an endless amount of sweepstakes for millions and millions of dollars, and they sell your schmanzes together, and there's also schmanzes to buy. In America, the lawyers, I don't know in England, but in America, the lawyers, you can't send into somebody a sweepstakes if he has to buy something. He has to have the schus to the sweepstakes without buying something. Fine. So I open up, you get a letter. It goes like this. Your name could very well be pulled out. You know, it was just when computers started, so they could put the names in. You know, I just pulled out Lopiansky out of the hat, and we're getting ready to come down University Boulevard, and we're going to greet you in front of the house, and you're going to have $10 million, and we're going to ask you what you want to do with it. You're going to stop thinking. You're going to maybe want to do the house. Blah, 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 blah. A little long letter like that, and just send away back the envelope with a stamp this way, stamp that way. And then there's a package of stuff, little schmunces to buy. The average price is like $19, $20, over to the odds and ends. So I was aiming on it. It's amazing. I read the letter. I'm a millionaire. I see it in front of me. I see myself with a $10 million check. It's so buying a few schmunces for $100 is not... It's a reasonable expenditure. When you have $10 million sitting in the bank, a schmanz like this for $20, like that $20 is very reasonable. But that $20 million, that $10 million exists only in my mind. But I can't see past that, because that's what I want to see. Reyes and Neulat, someone once, the other Rebbe, Rev Reingold here, once told the Bacher Gevaldik of Wert. There was a boy here who got involved in something he shouldn't have gotten involved. And it was a terrible setup. It was a girl, and it made no sense. It wasn't the beheta, and it made no sense. And he was meshuggah about it. And Baruch Hashem, she dropped him like a ton of bricks. And he took it very hard. So when things settled down, he came to his senses. I mean, he had left Yeshiva before he was asked. It wasn't not given to stay, but so he wrote a letter to Rangel. He said he sees that they are right. Love is blind. So Rangel went back and he said, no, he said Taiva is blind, because the Taiva is the picture in front of something else. It's so anytime a person's whole mitzvah is physical, he sees everything through that layer of physicality, and that's why he can't be where it's a neulat. Because he could see just the Metzius itself, the pure Metzius, without the layers of schmaltz between him and the thing itself. The seichel is like a beautiful candle. It's very strong. It's one of the reasons why Zakenim are good people to take ages from. Even not in physical things. A young person has a lot of ambition. So I have an idea, I'm going to do such a project. And I already see it in front of my eyes, and this is that, and this is that, and maybe a little cover involved, a little money involved, a little what's wrong about. I can't see past it and say, you know, but that's not the Metzius. A person who is a Zakein, Baal explains his Maila is a certain Zichuch of his Guf. A person gets older, his Guf plays less and less of a role in his personality. And the Naila, that's why it's also, it's a help for seeing the Naila. If the shemen is clear, the light is clear and you see very far. If the shemen is full of stuff, the light is smoky and smoggy, you don't see it. Vina amida zis mischayevus vimena amayla hashem shimen shu yirei chet. Shva yirei chet yash asecha zah vadak, because yiras chet is a certain zikuch of the person's physical mitzvah. Vizah sham rab shimen roi tanela kimida zis nimshecha som alosai kimay acherim. Okay, so we'll hold it here. This is the next one is Rabbi Loza Ben Aruch, late Taif. Any questions?
Yeah, it's interesting that he doesn't say, like, I would have thought that, like, the poshta kasha between Yirei Chet and Reyes and Eilad is, you know, that I've come and that a person is kol kule yari min achet, so he's constantly thinking about what potential kilkul might come about, and through that he's Reyes and Eilad.
Doesn't have to be dusk in music of kilkul. You're right that somebody's Reyes Chet is paying attention in Ruchnius and definitely very concerned about, you know, things that might be a chet, but I think he's speaking even more than that.
So Reyes and Eilad means something good, it means anything, but it doesn't mean something physical which is going to happen. It means...
He's ahead, right.
Uh-huh, right. I hear.
Very good. Okay.
Shkaya.
Kaltev.
Right.